Heads roll at Twitter. Roll in, roll in, roll in. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. I am Rayshawn Blyden. Today's show is brought to you by Political Bomb Show Store. Go to politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bomb Show Store, and grab you this nice t-shirt, Stop the Machine. Stop the Machine. There's 10% discount if you just type in Rescue Dogs. Stop the Machine. Now, earlier we did a story on Twitter. They apparently went back on their deal with the Daily Wire. And so we were waiting to see if Elon Musk was going to do or say anything. I didn't read this story ahead of time, so I don't know what this is about, but it said heads are rolling at Twitter. So let's see what heads be rolling. Let's see here. So heads roll at Twitter after the Daily Wire is censored, but Elon Musk stirs new controversy. What might that be? The ongoing controversy over Twitter's censorship of the Daily Wire for alleged misgendering escalated on Thursday evening with the social media giant's head of trust and safety, Ella Irvin, resigning in the wake. That's a good step. That's most likely because she and her department are the ones who made the decision to label tweets by Matt Walsh as violating Twitter's hateful conduct policies. The result was a warning label being placed on the post, along with sharing disabled. Those moves came after Jeremy Boring, CEO of the Daily Wire, revealed Thursday morning that Twitter backed out of a deal to show What is a Woman, the outlet's popular documentary about the militant transgender movement. Kylie Robinson tweeted, "Scoop, the Slack account of Twitter's head of trust and safety, Ella Irvin, appears to be deactivated, according to a screenshot viewed by Fortune. It's not yet known whether Irvin was fired or whether she resigned on her own, volition in response to the situation, but it appears Musk made a call that focused her ouster. He either told her that she had to change the policy in question, which was not supposed to exist, and she resigned in protest, or she was simply told to resign for what she allegedly did. No matter the details, if Irvin was committed to the idea that the site should censor and throttle posts for misgendering, a laughably anti-scientific concept that demands people affirm mental illness, exactly, she needed to go. And Twitter is better off with her gone, absolutely. Such a policy also makes no sense, given one of the reasons Musk even bought Twitter was to stop the censorship of the Babylon Bee, which spent almost a year with its account suspended for misgendering under the old Twitter ownership. But while Irvin's resignation is a welcome development, the damage does not appear to have been undone. 20 minutes into Thursday evening's showing of What a Woman, the censorship regime hit again, closing comments on the stream and disallowing it from being shared. Robbie Starbucks tweeted, despite at Elon Musk promising that the at real Daily Wire film What a Woman by Matt Walsh wouldn't be censored, it seems someone at Twitter staff chose to censor it anyways less than 20 minutes after it was posted. You can't even comment. Whoever did this should be fired. Musk then took to Twitter to respond by saying that an update was being pushed out that would fix the problem tomorrow. He also noted that the Daily Wire's post that contained alleged misgendering will be throttled and disconnected from any advertisers. And you can see Elon Musk, he responded to the tweet here. Let's see, he says, replying to Robbie and at the real Daily Wire, we're updating the system, so I just read that. Then Robbie Starbucks says, what's the justification for not treating it like any other film or tweet that manages to offend people? Nothing in the film is false. If you watch it, you'll love it. It's incredibly well received by non-political audiences, which is why the woke folks want to censor it so badly. This is a problem. I understand the decision is not allow Twitter advertising on the post, as the social media site is a business. You can't put advertisements on things that they don't want to be seen as representing or promoting. On the other hand, why is it going to take a day to uncensor the post? And why would they be throttled to the point of not being recommended in the normal algorithm, which recommends all sorts of controversial stuff on a daily basis? All this because the Daily Wire dared to acknowledge biological reality. Musk has stepped into a minefield with this, and his actions are muddled at best. He'd do well to go all the way and rectify this situation fully. Anything short of that is just going to build distrust, and given Twitter's recent successes, I'd hate to see that happen. And I agree. It's all the way or nothing. You can't be lukewarm. You gotta be hot, cold, or cold, not lukewarm. You can't be lukewarm on this. You gotta nip it in the bud. Nip it in the bud and root out all of the woke people. You've done a good job so far. Don't let all that work go in vain. Today's show is brought to you by Political Bomb Show Store. Go to politicalbombshow.com. Stop the machine. Stop the machine. Click on Political Bomb Show Store and grab this t-shirt. Stop the machine. Till next time. Peace. Random thoughts.